Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And what a crap weekend for Astros baseball. I don't know that it could have been, I guess if they got shut out yesterday, it would have just been worse. But that was as bad a series against a not very good baseball. Listen, they got a lot of good young players, but to be pitching, this Astros offense isn't good.
It's terrible. They're being 32-7 this weekend at home by the A's.
That's terrible.
I mean, they're 5-11 in their last 16.
At home now. Again, with the home, they can't win at home.
They can't win at home anymore. That's done. That's over.
I mean.
So, you know, but I got to tell you, it's funny. I'm just a glass half full person. That's clearly what I am because, I was so disappointed. But I've also, realistically, and I told you this already, I don't see this as a World Series contending team. It's just, you know, somebody asked me about it. It's a great story. It's a phenomenal story. And I've been very excited to. You know, I don't know about very excited, but I've been happy to go along with it and let's see what happens, man. And you know, you always have the, you know, in the back of your mind, you're like, well, you know, maybe when these guys come back or if they even come back. But you know, there's a lot of people. I made a comment on Twitter about just how disappointing this was. How it doesn't inspire a lot of confidence. Going, you know, getting beat 32-7, 32-6 at the time when I posted it, the Astros scored a run in the bottom of the ninth. You know, meaningless run yesterday. And I had a few people who jumped out and like, nah, it's just, well, they said what's true. This is just a regression to the mean. This is, we've been playing way over our heads. Mm-hmm. This is bound to happen. And that's true. That's true. And that I completely concur with and expected this to happen at some point. Not, you know, it's a little rough when it's four straight at home. Like, yeah, you're getting to the record that looks like a regression to the mean, but the way you do it is still pretty brutal. Losing four at home in a row, you can't win a game at home at all.
No.
And but there was a couple people said, nah, this is no big deal. I mean, Pena's going to be back. Yordan's going to be back. All these starting pitchers are going to be back.
Well, there is a lot of optimism out there now.
I know. No, there is. And yeah. Maybe, and I want the record to reflect, I'm hoping the optimistic people, I'm not one. Because I've seen this whole getting guys back from injury thing. This has been going on for freaking ever. I'm just over it now. You know, Yordan can't hold a bat without his hand twitching and damn near falling off. Jeremy Pena now. We're in a pretty good run of Jeremy Pena being out. By the way, have you recognized that?
Yeah.
I mean, this is longer than I was expecting. He got hit by a pitch, and Jeremy's been out 3 weeks now.
A cracked rib. I was back on the radio the next day, but that's me.
Yeah, that's you.
I'm different, okay? I'm built different.
You're built different.
Yeah. He is taking a lot. I cracked my rib.
Now, you didn't get hit
alcohol.
By a pitch, though.
There was something, yeah, but it was worse. I got stabbed by a stair and a wine glass in my arm and, you know, listen.
You fell. You slipped and fell on a stair. That's
on the stairs and broke and cracked a rib.
A cracked rib is a cracked rib.
I was playing golf again like 3 or 4 days later.
Ooh, see, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, how's Jeremy not playing shortstop?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
He's going to lose his job to Zach Short if he's not careful.
Again, I'm built different, okay? And maybe he should drink alcohol like I did just to ease the pain. That's that's why I got back out there. But listen, this team isn't as good as being the best because they for a hot minute up until the night games, they had the best record in the American League.
Yeah.
And then that fell apart and then they were tied.
Do you remember that when they were the best team in the American League?
Yeah. They can't win at home again. Listen, this team is probably regressing to the mean where it should be. I think people are probably right. This team should not be, not as composed. This team should not be. But here comes the cavalry. Jeremy is coming back. Eric Geddy's got one more start in the minors, and then he's coming back. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah.
How big is that?
And he should be the first pitcher to come back.
Yeah, he should. He absolutely should be. And then Christian Javier not far behind him. Luis Garcia. Having some nice outings, and then not a great outing too. But here's the deal: is that they're just not very good right now. And back to listen, this started a while ago where they can't win at home, and it's back now. They turned that tide this year. Okay, that home thing is over. Couldn't beat Detroit at home. Couldn't beat the Rangers at home. It's just been ridiculous how much you can't win at home and how bad this team was at home. And they're back to playing that baseball again. I'm glad they're hitting the road. I'm glad they're hitting the road right now. Oh, no, they still got Washington for three.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. And then they're at Boston, at Miami.
Aren't
and
they
at
the ones
the
that
Yankees.
Swept us last time?
Aren't the what? Yeah, Washington. Well, let's face that. That was 2021.
No, but
Washington
didn't the Astros,
won all four did, games.
Didn't in. Washington come in and sweep us not that long ago?
Here? No, because they only come here once a year.
Yeah, I could feel like we just got swept by them somewhere.
Well, maybe it was. I don't remember. Did they?
I mean, they're not a good team, so they might
Washington?
Have swept us.
I don't remember. Yeah, they're not a very good team. But no, I think this is the only time you play them here. So. Here's the deal. Yeah, they're a crap team, so they'll probably come in and sweep.
Well,
listen, after that Arizona series, I knew the morning of, I said, this is bad. This is bad. Athletics coming in here, this is bad. And not 32-7 bad, though. I mean, that's almost ridiculous. It's almost ridiculous how bad. With Hunter Brown on the mound, okay, Colton Gordon pitched well enough. It's just ridiculous. I mean, Jason Alexander, pitched okay. You lose 5-2. You actually had the tying run at the plate in the eighth inning. That was so weak, that Jose Altuve pop-up. That swing was so bad. Everybody is just really, really terrible right now. And I don't know, Joe, it was only one weekend series, and Joe Espada still got him 14 games over 500. But the way that they're looking right now, I thought Joe was a lock for manager of the year. Maybe not so much. And some people are starting to I saw yesterday, I don't know who was it, Michael Schwab. Michael Schwab was out there. Hey, if this is on Jim and Dana for doing absolutely nothing so far and not helping this baseball team. I'm torn on this one.
I don't agree with it. I don't think you just do stuff just because you have injuries. These aren't season-ending injuries.
No,
not supposed to be.
Paredes probably is.
Yeah, I mean, golly. I mean, it sounds like the way – well, have we gotten any – did he crack a – is there a bone that's cracked that they haven't – that's swollen and they can't see?
Did he tear his hamstring off his bone? I don't know. It looked like
maybe they're doing this. Oh, it's terrible. It's bad. And he's back in 2 weeks because they just want us to – let's not take any chances, guys.
Well, or – oh, see, you guys? See? We didn't underestimate this time. We actually overestimated this time. And look, he's back. No, they ain't doing that. Paredes is – and listen, Ryan McMahon, he signed – the Colorado third baseman signed with the Yankees. Y'all can have him because the only time – I mean, y'all can have a guy that's hitting 260 in Colorado or whatever he's hitting. And I wasn't a big fan. Eugenio Suarez would be nice.
By the way, Joe Espada is plus 750. He's third. A.J. Hinch, minus 105 a second, and John Schneider of Toronto is the favorite for
he's got the best record.
So. AL Manager of the Year, minus 120.
Yeah, he's got the best record. But Joe Espada not having more love than A.J. is kind of ridiculous. I mean, I guess they're just not looking at what A.J.'s doing with the players that he's doing it with. Of course, the Astros go into nosedives. But listen, everybody's gone into nosedives this year. I mean,
there's no dominant team. There's no dominant American League team.
Detroit went into a nosedive. The Dodgers have been in a nosedive. The Yankees have been in a nosedive. You know what? It's baseball. That's just baseball. That's just what happens. Except the Astros do it at home against really crappy teams. I don't know what kind of hope you have for this Washington series. They're really not a good team coming in here, so they probably sweep or win 2 out of 3. There was a time when the Astros went 13 straight series without losing one. Now they can't even get a win in a game against crappy teams, man. which is really, really tough to watch. That was a terrible. I mean, okay. Nick Kurtz is he's a really good young player, but you made that dude look like Babe Ruth this weekend.
Well, he was Babe Ruth one game.
Well, he was.
Let's cover that. If
he was better. He had the greatest rookie game in baseball history.
In the history of the sport that seemingly has gone on for 200 years.
Yeah, right.
He had 4 home runs, 8 RBIs. He was 6 of 6. Like, I don't know how he only had 8 RBIs, to be honest with you. If you have 4 home runs and you have 6 hits, you typically are going to end up with like 10 RBIs.
Well, listen, that is just ridiculous letting him just walk him in the last at bat. I know it's 14-1 or 14-3, whatever it was. Walk him. Do not let that dude hit 4 home runs off of you and you look terrible. All right? I mean, that was a weekend they deserved to get blasted. You know what? They're better than they're supposed to be at 14 games over 500. But boy, oh boy, they look inept.
Come on, the A's aren't good enough. The A's have some young guys, but they're not. I mean, you know, your pitching needs to be better. Cole Hummel got his first appearance this week on Friday. Cole Hummel made an appearance on the mound.
Nice, Cole Hummel. Congratulations on your
appearance. Gave up a bomb. Sucked.
As well, he should.
That guy just doesn't know how to locate his pitches, and they took him yard.
Yeah,
Nick Kurtz got him.
I mean, for the most part, for most of the game, you had 3 hits against the A's. Are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? Again, gave up 3 hits, 4 strikeouts, no walks. You just looked as incompetent at the plate. All 4 of these games. You looked incompetent at the
plate. Yeah, these aren't killers that are throwing on the mound for them either.
No. All right, well, that's the Astros. All right. That was just as pitiful a weekend as possible. We've had worse weekends, I guess. I guess there have been. But I guess this is how the Dodgers felt when the Astros left. Except the Astros, at least, were one of the top teams, right?
Yeah, but they did get beat by a bunch of nobodies.
Yeah, really, they did.
I remember Zach Short made his first appearance in that series.
And destroyed them. I mean,
beat by the Space Cowboys at home. It had to feel like that for the Dodgers.
Right.
Only the Astros play in a real stadium at home. You lost to a team that has a real stadium. The A's don't even have a real stadium.
Yeah,
they play in Sacramento at some high school, or so it seems. It's not actually one. I just like to say that.
No, it's a minor league stadium. It's about, I don't know how much better it is than some high school stadiums. I'm sure in Allen, Texas, they have a nicer stadium. I'm sure that there's a better baseball stadium than the one they play in Sacramento. Probably. In Allen, or somewhere in Texas, I'm sure, because that's what we do. We build really nice stadiums. Of course, really nice football stadiums is what we build. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It really wasn't a hell of a lot. Sports-wise, you had the Fever beat the snot out of the Sky. Did you guys watch any of that? I mean, you had a lot of women's soccer going on.
I didn't see any Fever Sky.
You didn't see any Fever Sky? No.
Did your girl play?
Kurt Kitayama shot about 80 under and won the 3M this weekend. Congratulations. Congratulations to Kurt. One guy hit. You know how they have the travelers? They got a big thing in the lake, you know, that's just the giant sign? Well, one of the balls, I forget who hit it, bounced off the sign and up onto the green. Or next to the green.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's how you play it, brother. That's how you. That was the highlight of my weekend sports wise. And Billy Wagner.
That was a good one.
Did you watch any of it?
That was a good one. I saw a little. I didn't get to see Billy, but I've got the videos all queued up. I want to watch what Billy said.
Yeah. And then,
did he mention me at all when I said he needed to throw more breaking pitches? Did he mention that at all in the?
No, he mentioned. No, he did say. Because the big unit, Randy Johnson, had been on MLB. They had Billy in studio on the MLB Network. Actually, we can play it. And he did. Randy Johnson claims that he taught Billy his slider, and Billy refuted that. So we will we'll have that. Yeah, yeah. So we'll have that for you.
Well,
I've got that. Throw
it if he did.
I'll put it in, Del, during the break. So we got that we can get to as well right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But you have to talk a little John Daspit first.
Well, I'll talk about John Daspit. I'll talk about somebody who's fighting for you whenever you find yourself injured or on the bad side, on the wrong side of a negligence. When someone, a business, a company, a premises, a person is negligent, could be at a workplace, could be at a roadway, whatever, and it causes you damage or in some cases loss of property. There's been security negligence. That's John Daspit. That's where he steps in his law firm, and they go to work for you, and they make right what is wrong. And if you have been involved in an accident at the workplace or at someone else's place of business, there's a restaurant where a chandelier fell and hit this lady and caused a lot of damage. And John Daspit stepped up, and the law firm did a great job of getting a settlement for her. But settlement takes some time because he wants to make sure that all your bills are accounted for, all your medical bills. He wants to make sure that you're looked at thoroughly. If you need CAT scans, MRIs, x-rays, he's going to make sure you get that. If you don't have insurance, don't worry about it. He's going to take care of it on the front end because you need to get looked at. You need to find out exactly what's going on. And then they get you fixed. They get you well. They make sure that the insurance for the other side pays for it. They make sure your pain and suffering is compensated for. And any time missed from work as well. He's the ultimate in terms of fighting for you and making you feel comfortable against the bullies that you're up against. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Make sure you call him 713-CALL-NOW or DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence is only about 25 minutes away. So you learned something this weekend. Doesn't have to be football related. Does not have to be, or baseball related, or whatever. Doesn't have to be sports related. Can be anything. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? So Billy Wagner got his induction. I love that he thanked Lance Berkman for being the teammate that he was and the Christian that he is. And I saw that clip. I'm not a big – I don't think I've watched more than one acceptance speech in my life. I'm just not a big Hall of Fame guy. But Billy did. I saw clips, and Billy thanked Lance Berkman. And Lance Berkman just got jobbed. He just got jobbed, and should have been in there.
Should have been in the mix a whole lot longer.
He should have gotten 10 votes is what he should have gotten, and he got one.
Yeah, for non baseball reasons. It's you know I don't care what your politics are. You gotta Lance Berkman, as a baseball player, deserved more attention.
I think really the Veterans Committee will look at him someday and go.
I hope so. I mean, Lance has not been some, you know, he hasn't been an annoying guy, even if, like, that one really bothers me because that is so disrespectful of a player who, when you look at all things considered, when you take everything in, it's like, oh, yeah, this should be a discussion for a little bit. I don't know if he makes it or not, but this guy should be in the mix for a little while here. We should be having discussions about this. Look at his OPS. Look at his postseason performances. There's a lot of things to really like about Lance Berkman.
Yeah. No, I mean, a 942 career OPS over 15 seasons.
That's incredible.
It's incredible.
That's incredible. Yeah. A high 800s feels really, really great right now.
Yeah. Oh, right now? If you got an 800 OPS right now, you're making $25 million a year.
Yeah.
He got a career 942.
Yeah.
And if you're a 942, you're making $40 million a year. It's just incredible. Incredible that dude isn't there. But Billy Wagner, he's in the studio with the guys talking about they asked him about his slider. You'll get it. Here is Billy Wagner's response to his slider.
You're playing down your arsenal, talking about yourself being a one-pitch guy. Because we remember in 98 when Randy Johnson got traded over to the Astros, something changed for you, and the unit shared his slider with you. And there's another weapon for Billy Wagner, another rung under the Hall of Fame. What were those conversations like?
Well, you know, very, really about that big. I walked over to him and I said, how do you hold your slider? And he went like this. And that was how, that's all he said to me. He likes to say he taught me the slider. He did not. Brad Lidge taught me the slider.
Okay.
He literally, yeah, unit, you're getting no credit for this. He literally went like this. That's all he told me. And Lidge was the one, I was in the bullpen and I was struggling. And it was first game of the year. I was really struggling. And I walked down and I said, Brad, what is going on? He goes, do this, do that. And I was just, and it was different.
Wow.
It was so different. And I mean, I was throwing a slider early, like 80, 82. And he showed me one grip and a thought, and I was 88. And it was just crazy. And I mean, Brad has the nastiest slider. Yeah. Him and Rob Nin, yeah, probably two of the nastiest sliders I've ever seen. And that was, you know, when that was good, that was really good. That was a big difference.
Everyone needs a Brad Lidge in their life, don't they?
Everybody does. Brad, really, by the way, Brad Lidge was just a great guy. Great guy.
Yeah, it's unfortunate how it ended here.
Yeah, it was unfortunate.
Because, man, he was really, really good here as well. But people just couldn't get over the home run by Pujols because it ruined him the next year. Beat him twice.
Yeah, but then he went to Philly and he was great again.
Yeah, he was really terrific again. You know, I just don't remember Billy throwing off speed pitches that much. He had a curve. Well, the curve and a slider are different. He had a curve that he would throw, but anything that was off speed from 100 miles an hour was fooling people unless he hung it in the zone, which he did. And then when he got beat by a home run, you could tell it was like, I'm never throwing this ever again. I remember like a game in 96 thinking, well, Billy's never going to throw the curve ever again now because he just got beat late and they lost a game because of it. But I don't remember. I still remember him being primarily gas.
Primarily gas. He says that I was a one-pitch pitcher, but his slider, he actually did use his slider a lot more toward the end. A lot more.
Yeah, maybe toward the end.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, well, you're going to lose a little bit on your fastball as you get older, but – but no, I remember his slider was pretty. As it was actually turned into a pretty good pitch.
I like that one. Like I said, I wanted him to throw a second pitch a little more. And I don't know. He heard me say that because he was on hold after being in the interview, and then he didn't talk to John for like a year.
Yeah, because of you.
Yeah, that's right.
No, because of you, he didn't talk to me for a year.
Dust.
For those of you who don't know that story, I asked Billy to come on. He comes on, and as soon as he gets off, Lance is like, I just wish he'd learn another pitch.
And he credits Brad Lidge instead of me. That's the ridiculous part.
And so Billy was pissed off. He's like, you have me on your show? And of course, this was a year later after he didn't talk to me. He says, you have me on your show, and then you guys start ripping me immediately after. I go, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. I didn't rip you. My idiot partner did. Okay? That was him. He's stupid. I think you should just throw one pitch all the time.
And now all of a sudden you're getting into the Hall of Fame, and they're talking about a second pitch. Please.
Yeah.
Just say, there's a radio host, and I don't remember his name. I think he's also in the Hall of Fame. And he kind of, you know, gently guided me towards the second pitch.
Right. Right. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN. There is a lot of news. We got Texans stuff that we got to get to.
Yeah, can't they have their first practice in front of live fans, John?
Yeah, so we will get to that. There's some news that we've got to get to there. There's other news around the league, some strange goings on, apparently, with the Raiders, and we'll get to that as well.
Fishy stuff over there from Dell's former player.
Icky stuff going on or something. But listen, the summer circuit continues. ESPN Houston every week. This week, the boys from noon till 6, going to be at Carbach Brewery on Thursday. And you've got a chance to win e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company, a $4,000 value. So all you have to do is sign up, but you got to get out there to Carbach Brewery to do it and get to the promo table and sign up, and you could win a $4,000 value, two e-bikes for $4,000. All right, let's go. All right, I got to talk right now about the Golden Nugget. I want to talk. We're going to be there August 28th, 29th. This week, we will be giving away a couple of spots. On Thursday, we're going to give away a couple of spots for you to win and come and be in our fantasy league. But we want you to have your fantasy draft there. Chances are you're not going to win. There's only six spots left, three winners and six spots. So there's chances are you're not going to win. But you can still have your fantasy draft at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. All you need to do is go to the website, goldennuggetlc.com, and find the packages that are available. You get two nights stay. You get a food package, a drink package. There's all kinds of great packages for you. And it's just awesome. It's just the best place to have your fantasy draft. And we are going to do ours there. We want you to do yours there. You get to goldennuggetlc.com. I don't know that there's a better place. They'll put you in the DraftKings Sportsbook with the giant screen. You can watch your college football games while you're playing. I mean, it doesn't get any better. Does not get better. So if you're looking for the best way to have your fantasy draft or just to get your gamble on, goldennuggetlc.com, goldennuggetlc.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. We got one segment, then we got what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence. I learned a couple of things this weekend that we will get to. But we got some Texans talk first. It doesn't look great. Ian Rappaport. Well, should we let Ian Rappaport talk
sure,
about it?
Sure, let's let Ian Rappaport.
Ian Rappaport
While we still have an NFL network, let's let Ian Rappaport tell us.
Yeah, while there's still an NFL network. Well, there still will be, but I'm not sure Ian Rappaport will be part of it.
Well, he's an insider. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like. ESPN hasn't bought
Shefty's going to be on every platform, and he's going to probably...
I know.
We're not going to need Ian anymore.
Mike Garofalo. I don't know how many insiders you can have.
Right. Anyway, Ian Rappaport had this to say about the Texans running back, Joe Mixon.
Yeah, somewhat significant situation for the Houston Texans and Joe Mixon, who has been their starting running back, who had a Pro Bowl season last year, 1,000-yard season, and really emerged as one of the better and more dependable backs in the NFL. Sources tell me that he is now expected to be out an extended period of time. He is dealing with a foot injury, has been in a walking boot, has been dealing with this actually for the last several months. Joe Mixon is on the non-football injury list, so this is not something that he did in camp. It is something that happened in the offseason that he came into camp with, and I know there was some initial discussion maybe Joe Mixon will be back soon. My understanding is extended period of time, and he'll be reevaluated closer to week one. So, yeah, I would say there is a chance that Joe Mixon is not on the field week one for the Texans. They signed Nick Chubb. They have several other running backs. Damian Pierce is one. They drafted one. But certainly some questions surrounding Joe Mixon's availability.
So it's not an ankle. It's well, Ian says a foot. It's something that happened in the off season. Not good. I don't know if you saw this, John. Maybe we need to get him on.
I thought it was a non. It was a non-football injury.
Well, it is a non-football injury.
So that means it did happen in the off season.
Yep.
That's a problem. That's a problem.
No telling how it happened, but it sounds pretty significant. And I don't know if you saw this, but man. There's a tweet by Cody Stutes where he just lays out the running back situation. And primarily the one that really caught my eye, and Cody's out there. Cody, you know, formerly did the Wheelhouse here at our station. Cody's been a big listener of 1560. We know Cody forever. And Cody does a good job following the Texans. And Cody says, let's see, this is... It's wild Houston didn't invest in a solid backup behind Joe Mixon. He's approaching 30 and has been a workhorse. He needed help regardless of his health. J.K. Dobbins rushed for 900 yards and 9 touchdowns. Houston opted to sign Nick Chubb, who, well, it doesn't look good. And somebody, and then they say, let's see, I got to get to, let's see. LOL, you lose credibility when you over-index on non-contact training camp evaluations. Be cautious. Be pessimistic. Be evaluating in training camp. Wild. He said, will pads make Chubb faster and more agile? He basically just really, that's the part that I took away from that, is that he didn't think Nick Chubb looked good at all. He went on to say, might want to check your Dobbins stats. Also might want to take a look at Chubb since the injury and Pierce since his rookie season. Somebody was talking about the running back depth is, you know, you got Nick Chubb, you got Pierce, you know, you got Dobbins had this. and Dobbins has had injury concerns. But, yeah, his point is that what's Damian Pierce done since his rookie year? Damian's just kind of a guy. That's all. I mean, he's a functional backup, but – not one that you want to go into camp with as a guy handling most of the carries. I mean, he had a nice rookie season. But this Nick Chubb, you might want to take a look at Nick Chubb since the injury. That's a concern for me.
Yeah.
That's a concern for me.
I don't know. Is Woody Marks in the mix? Is Dare going to be a main back? Is he going to be a
Look, this is, and he said, how can you evaluate running back without pads on? Pads don't make you faster or more agile. Multiple comments that are Chubb, Pierce, and Dare don't even exist. He says Chubb looks to have lost steps. Steps.
Yeah, Cody isn't the only one. Who's thought that way. There is a, I don't know his name. His name is Nico. He's one of those social media, Twitter guys, at Elite Takes. I guess he was able to. He's got a following. He was able to go watch camp this weekend, and he mentioned the same thing. Chubb looks slower, less athletic, doesn't look like anywhere near the guy people remember. And that's just a guy who came in, who goes around to all the camps, and he just happened to be in Houston for the weekend and looked at Chubb and said, "That ain't the guy anyone remembers."
Yeah, well, we went to the discount. We went to the dollar store because, you know, was there a clamoring for Nick Chubb?
Probably not by NFL people.
Well, he wasn't expensive.
Yeah, probably not by actual NFL people, you know, people who know the name. It's Nick Chubb.
But it's name over game.
But people who know weren't rushing to go get Nick Chubb.
Well, but I don't know how you could – well, now his yards per carry were really low last year. Actually, if you look at the yards per carry, wasn't it last year that was really low? I think.
I'll look at it.
Let me double check it, but if I remember
correctly. It was for the games he played, 3.3 yards per carry.
Yeah. I mean, there's some tape there. You got to remember now, Nick Chubb has had devastating leg injuries, two devastating, one in college and one in pros. And I'm talking about devastating, career-altering leg injuries. The first one he came back from in college. But the second one, I mean, there's a good chance what Cody says is accurate, that Nick Chubb is going to be the name you like, but maybe not the game you like. It happens. I mean, it happens. We don't watch him every day. We just know, oh, Nick Chubb. Oh, man. The Texans just got Nick Chubb. I kind of operated off of that, except with the I did understand that you have to actually see him because there is a chance he doesn't have him. He's 29 years old now. He's gone through multiple serious injuries. It's unlikely that he is going to be anything like he once was early in his career. But he could still be good enough. The good thing is, even if, and I know there's going to be a lot of panic if Nick Chubb's not the guy, and Woody Marks is not a full-time, but although Woody Marks has the size and the ability to play all three downs, he's got some flashes that he can give you. Damian Pierce kind of a guy. Dare is just a special teamer, a third string back who can give you carries here and there. Running backs you can find. This is the good thing. This is why they're not valuable from a contract standpoint, the amount. You can find a running back. You can trade for a running back when it won't even cost you that much. You can find one off the streets. You can get somebody who's been cut. Like, you can find a guy to run the ball relatively effective. Are they going to be Joe Mixon? No. But even if Chubb is a zero, like, if Chubb is a zero, you might as well cut him. There's no reason to keep a slow running back. If Chubb is as bad as Cody Stoops makes it sound, and maybe he is, there's no reason to even keep him. Don't eat up that roster space. Go get somebody who is a veteran running back that can, you know, maybe perform for you. Don't forget when they traded Martinez Rankins for who's the big Ohio State running back that they got from Kansas City that came in here and ran for 1,000 yards? They were both getting cut
Jonathan Wells?
No. But no, not that long ago. When Bill I brought it up to Bill. I said, why would you take on David Johnson's contract? And Bill O'Brien's like, I said, especially when you can find running backs who can help. And he goes, oh, you mean like that? I said, yeah, like, let me see. Come on, guys.
Who did they
it's
take
your
on
thought. I don't know.
Yeah, but
you got to be able to come up with this, Dale.
I have to. I gave you one. You said it was too far back. I gave you an Ohio State running back.
Jonathan Wells.
He mentioned, I don't know. What's he talking about?
Ohio State running back that the Texans had. Now you got Jonathan Wells on my brain. Obviously not Dobbins.
No. Who just?
How long ago are we talking?
No, like in 20, like 21, like 20.
So 2020 Texans roster is what.
Yeah,
I have
here they traded.
Never mind. Just go on.
No,
just
this
go
is going to kill.
Story.
This it's is going to literally
him.
Kill.
You know
I know
works.
It's going to bother you, but just all right. So the point of the story is that you can find guys.
Yeah,
right.
you can find running backs. It's right. Not the end of the world. You can find a guy, a big running back who can go. Carlos Hyde. Thank you. You see, John, you could have.
Well,
come
he
up
had
with
to
that.
Look it up. Goodness
Dale,
gracious!
Usually you're faster than this.
It's your idea.
I know, but
you've
got
to
be better.
You can't hold me accountable to your idea.
This is what producers are for to just come up
to
with stuff.
Imagine a Texans running back from 2019.
So I asked Bill O'Brien. I said, "Why would you take on the contract of?" Of David Johnson when you can find running backs? And he goes, yeah, you mean like, I said, running backs who can run for 1,000? He goes, yeah, like Carlos Hyde, we found him. I said, that's right, you're making my point. I said, you both were going to cut him. Martinez Rankins was getting cut, who was a third rounder from Mississippi State, and then Carlos Hyde was going to get cut by Kansas City. And the Texans, they both had been cut, and then they rescinded it, and they traded each player to each other so that, you know, you don't want them. They can get picked up by somebody else unless you trade. And then you trade, and both teams got Martinez Rankins did nothing. Carlos Hyde ran for 1,000 yards. Like, you can find those guys. Those guys, Carlos Hyde was going to be cut by the Chiefs, and he ran for 1,000 yards for the Texans. It is doable. So I'm not that worried about that. What I am worried about is Joe Mixon was a stud last year for the Texans. He was a monster. And this doesn't sound promising. This doesn't Yordan Mixon is what it sounds like. Like, oh, it still hurts. Oh, it's just not hurting. Oh, it just won't heal. Oh, God. Why are we getting guys things just can't heal?
Mm-hmm. All right. 713-780-3776.
What did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? So get in now. It doesn't have to be about sports. It could be about anything. You learned something, and you get one sentence to say it, to tell us, okay? Not like Lance does it. Just one sentence. That's it. That's all. 713-780-3776. It's brought to you by Game Day Men's Health, our good peeps over at Game Day Men's Health. If you want to feel great, GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
I love this segment. What's we mostly best? Don't have to do anything but decipher what people are
you
talking
don't,
about.
You don't even have to bring on the calls. Yeah. You don't even look at the board to bring on the calls. You do nothing.
You do nothing.
You barely do anything.
Oh, wow.
I play the
music. Stuff up. Hyde's name. He looks stuff up that you can't remember.
Yeah, but it took forever.
Why didn't you look it up then?
Yeah, when you're talking about
when
it.
You're fumbling around.
I was trying to talk and look.
Okay. Listen, a matter of fact, McGrath Pest Control, I love what they did, what they've done for me in the city of Houston. Man, them roaches, you'll find them outside dead because they're trying to get in and they can't get in. And all of a sudden they're like woozy and boom, dead. Okay? If you got, I mean, I'm serious. We've seen multiple outside the house. That just tells you that that protective screen that McGrath Pest Control has around your house, okay, it's working. It's working. And when you see them roaches that are dead outside, they're trying to get in. It's hot. They don't want to be out there. They want to be inside where it's cool, eating your food. If you got gross roaches, and listen, I've seen Scott McGrath take on unbelievably difficult projects and win, because that's what Scott McGrath does. He ain't gonna rest until your problem is solved. That's Scott McGrath at McGrath Pest Control. Look, I love them. I think you will love them too. They're great. Scott McGrath, it's another family-owned company that they just care about the quality of work that they do for you. And he does it every single day. McGrathPestControl.com. Tell Scott you heard it right here. McGrathPestControl.com.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to play. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You give us a call, 713-780-3776, and then you tell us what you learned in one sentence. We'll try to decipher it, exactly what that meant, but just one sentence. No run-on. We have some run-on sentences every once in a while. But I'll start it. I'll tell you what I learned this weekend. I learned that it's Bijan Robinson, not Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, he told us that NFL Network was doing their "we're going to every camp" thing. And yeah, he sat down and told everyone, it's not Bijan, Bijan.
And that's what everybody says.
Bijan is what you
it's
just
Bijan.
Said.
That's right. And Lance has been pronouncing it wrong for years. He's hated on him, though, pretty much.
Understood, yeah. He's a Texas guy. He doesn't like Texas guys.
No, he doesn't like Texas. Yep. Yep. So there's that. I'm sure he had some negatives in his draft evaluation.
No, I had him like the highest running back ever since Saquon Barkley.
Sure you did.
Until this year's.
Go ahead and prove
I
that.
Learned that my son's best friend now is Ike Reese. No, not Ike Reese. Ike Taylor.
The former defensive back?
Oh, yeah. Ike is a good guy, though. Ike used to come on our show. He's a good guy.
Ike Taylor's real tight now with the...
Well, you had one sentence.
Yeah.
You had one sentence.
I learned a new term that I did not know existed. I'm not going to tell you it. I'm going to allow Natasha Cloud of the Liberty to tell you. She's discussing one of her favorite teammates, Sabrina Ionescu.
Zab is an ally. All the strengths that we have on our team are an ally. Yes, you hear her! This is our power straight. Yes, you want to do scrums together?
No. Did you catch that, John?
No, I didn't.
Power straight. I did not know that was a thing. Apparently it is.
Power straight?
For straight women, I guess, who may be allies with their lesbian teammates, you get called a power straight.
Power straight. I like a straight flush.
Those are different. Okay. That's different.
That is different.
Yes.
Power straight.
Yes, I learned that this week.
Huh. Okay. All right. I didn't know what that meant.
No.
Okay.
Neither did I.
Yeah. Okay, do we have more? We have people?
We have a full board, yes.
Full board. Let's go. You guys get in. 713, as soon as somebody's off, 713-780-3776. Give it to us. Who's up?
We start with Kevin. Kevin, what have you learned?
Yeah, good morning, guys. While catching up on the show over the weekend, I learned that John and Lance are busy all week Hall of Faming, and even Delphine, too.
Mm-hmm. It is a verb.
Yes, Hall of Faming. That's right.
Hall of Faming is a verb now.
Yes. Well, Lance made that up. He made that up.
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Faming.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next, Del?
We go to Peter. Peter, what have you learned?
Morning, guys. I learned that over the weekend, in the last couple of days, the Astros got swept by a bunch of homeless guys from California.
They are. Well,
we
California
say
has 24% of the homeless community in the country. 24%.
Do you think Nick Kurtz is unhoused?
I think the A's are included in that.
Yeah, all those young guys who, you know, left home early, didn't have any place to stay, like Nick Kurtz and others and Jacob Wilson. They thought they had a place to live. Turns out they didn't. They just came to Houston and wrecked shop.
Yeah, no. They own this house now.
Yeah.
They own this house now, right? They have a home. It's called Daikin because they own the Astros. They own the stadium now. Who's next, Del?
All right, we go to Tom. Tom, what have you learned?
No, Tom on a mobile here, boys. I learned. That you don't need to cook anything to be the hit of the pool party. All you got to do is drop your trousers.
That's not what Tom does. all right, 713-780-3776. That's not Tom. That's Tom on a mobile, and I don't know why he thinks Tom is like that. Who's next, Del?
Reese, what have you learned?
I learned that if you have ill old lumbar surgery, you can drive the golf ball a mile.
You can drive the golf ball a mile if you have what? Because I want to get this surgery. What was it, Del?
He's gone. Something about lumbar.
Lumbar. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, something about lumbar.
Well, he must have had it, and now he's hitting the ball further.
Congratulations. Nice. Hey, listen, anything. I'll do a BBL if it'll make me hit the ball longer.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
What?
Okay.
What do you say? Wait,
so you put your butt into it.
Then you can't wipe properly.
Well, I don't care if it stinks. That doesn't bother me.
God.
What about Wendy?
Oh, my God.
I mean, she'll care, but I'm hitting the ball longer.
Oh, wow. What an awful trade-off.
Who's next, Del?
Let's go with Ocho. Ocho, what have you learned?
No, you wild, man. Hey, I learned that the artist who made the song Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Bene is now serving a 30-year prison sentence for murder.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
I just learned that. Actually, I learned a lot from Ocho. Actually brings stuff to the table he actually learns.
He learns, right.
And he remembers it.
He actually reads stuff over the weekend.
Right.
Right. Yeah. 713-780-3776. Who's next?
Wow, we have two Toms. I don't know which one is the right one. Let's go to Tom. What have you learned?
Morning, gentlemen.
The right one.
This is the real Tom. I learned that when your ex-girlfriend leaves you for another person and feels guilty about it, she'll try to set you up with one of her friends.
Okay. What's the friend look like? That's the question. Is she trying to set you up with somebody ugly?
What if she's trying to set him up with a psycho?
Yeah, right. To pay him back.
That's a hate crime.
That is. Okay. I can't imagine that the ex is going to set you up with someone that's fine, that's great.
Yeah,
no way.
Wasn't she ripping you to this friend? she left you. She didn't talk bad about you to the friend. She's going to set you up with one?
Maybe she hates that friend.
Yeah, maybe they're not really friends. We know that can be a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. We move to the other. No, let's go to Alan first. Alan, what did you learn?
Morning, gentlemen. I learned the last 5 or 6 times that the Astros got swept by the A's, they made the World Series.
That I didn't know.
Now that's important information to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's some important stuff you just learned that you just taught us. All right. Oh, the lumbar surgery is in Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh, forget it.
Okay.
That movie couldn't have gotten crapped on harder this weekend. Josh Pate said it was he tried everything he could to like it, and it just couldn't get there. And then I started seeing more and more, like, people said this was absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
But they did put something like 85 cameos. Like, it was just filled with cameos.
Right.
And there's golf stuff in it, like from the Golf Network, where there's some stuff in my life.
They think they got Hunter Trahan.
Hunter Mahan.
Mahan to be the swing.
Right. He was his golf double.
For Adam Sandler.
Yeah. I saw they made him up, and he was his golf double.
Yeah.
So, which is good. It's because Hunter Mahan's got his real swing. So that was good. I didn't see the movie. Now I'm not going to.
There's no chance. Adam Sandler, Netflix, it's an out for me. He got a giant deal from them, but not to make good movies.
I won't watch
just to make movies that, and because of his name, people will give it a look. But now,
worst movie I've ever seen was Little Nicky. Well, it was one of them. It was there's something about Blue. I don't know. Solis and I went to a movie that was absolutely terrible with Joe Pesci in it, but Little Nicky was really, really terrible. Adam Sandler. Now, Uncut Gems is good. And I think this movie where he's supposed to be a basketball scout, Hustle's supposed to be pretty good, too.
But when he's being Adam Sandler, it's not great anymore. Well, we've got two Toms and a Hulk Hogan and a Faye to close us out.
Oh, God.
Let's go to...
How many? This is the fourth? We're going to have four Toms?
No, she gave them identifiers. This is three Toms altogether, though. Or four, maybe four.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tom on a car phone first.
Okay.
What's up, Tom, on a car phone?
Morning, gentlemen. I learned if you invite a first date over to your place, you should probably already have photos.
He couldn't close it out. He bailed on his joke.
Bailed. Yeah, he bailed. You should probably have photos of, I don't know.
And he bailed.
Yeah, he bailed. Yeah.
I'm flaming. Yeah. I'm flaming out.
Let's move to Tom on a headset. Tom on a headset, what have you learned?
Headset.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, I learned after watching Love Island, you don't need anybody to come Netflix and chill. You just have your own party of five.
The laugh got me.
I know.
It's not even the party of five.
He's doing an impression of Tom on a mobile, not Tom.
Yeah, yes. It's still funny, though.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
I know. The party of five reference must be something that happened on Love Island.
No, it's five fingers, I think. The five fingers on your hand.
Is that it? Or
party of five. Yeah, that's probably what it is.
I think. Considering the content and Tom on a headset.
Rosie.
Well, you said after watching Love Island.
Well, I mean, they're attractive women and.
Oh, after watching it. Yeah. Not that he picked it up from Love Island.
Yeah, I got attractive women in small clothing. All right, we got a couple more. We're gonna start with Faye and then close it out with Hulk Hogan. Faye, what have you learned?
I learned that I know way more of the answers the killer bees propose to each other in the afternoon, and I have no Google in my car.
Wow. Faye just said, so I guess they pose questions and they have to answer it. And Faye's like, I don't have Google, and I know more of the answers.
Hmm. Wow.
I don't know that segment very well.
I don't
either. But shout out to Faye.
Yeah.
For being better at this game than those
two
are.
Than the boys are. Oh. Okay.
All right. Well, this one going to be a little tough here. We'll see how it goes. From the grave, Hulk Hogan, what have you learned?
Let me tell you something, brothers. I learned that it's really burning hot here in heaven.
I think you might be confused, Hulkster.
Oh, it's really burning hot here.
It's not generally one of the characteristics that I've been taught.
Maybe his heaven is. You know, he's always been tan.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe that's his heaven. I don't know. You don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. But you don't know. We hear from the Hulkster.
Yeah. It's really burning hot, brother.
It's really burning hot here in heaven, brother. Oh, yeah. That's Macho Man.
All right. That was a good one. Y'all did great. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Let's play what did you learn this week from the show in one sentence on Friday. So come back on Friday. You got to be here on Thursday, though, because we're giving away another couple spots to our fantasy draft. Our fantasy draft that'll be coming up August 28th and 29th. So we're giving away a couple of spots. So you need to be listening on Thursday.
My mic was off that whole time. This is where all the people are complaining.
No. On Twitch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at least. I don't know. I got some complaints on Twitter, but maybe they're lit.
Well, you got some compliments,
Twitch.
Too,
Can people on the radio hear?
I'll have to listen back, but I think
I heard you.
Yeah, I heard you, too.
Well, I know y'all heard
me.
Well, if you heard me, they should hear me on the radio.
Yeah, they should
hear me. I think it was Twitch.
Must have been Twitch.
LZ, blink twice if you're okay.
Some of them appreciated that your mic was off, so that's a problem.
That's not nice, John.
I'm in the Hall of Fame. I don't know what you're talking about.
Time to talk right now about what have you learned this weekend in one sentence, brought to you by Game Day Men's Health. Thank you, Game Day Men's Health. Love you for sponsoring that. Love you anyway because of what you do for me. Taking a break, 713-780-3776. If you got anything else you want to talk about, you are more than welcome. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.